Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavira Cummings, history graduate from the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 19, 1961, Governor Sir John Stowe called for an inquiry into the island sugar industry, which for centuries had been the bedrock of the Barbados economy. During the previous decade, the industry faced a number of challenges which, though not a threat to its existence, were critical to its fluid administration. The resulting commission, chaired by Dr. Raul Farley, spent a considerable time reviewing evidence from members of the island's social, economic, and political spheres, holding public meetings across the island from November 4, 1962 to August 10, 1963, it addressed all aspects of the island's sugar industry. The subsequent report of the Commission of Inquiry into the Sugar Industry 1962-1963, known thereafter as the Farley Report, found a sugar industry which, in its structural organization, had changed little since the turn of the century. In 1962, sugar, with exports valued at British West Indies 27,500,000, was representative of 74.3% of total domestic exports. When its byproducts, rum and molasses, were included, its value increased to approximately 91% of all exports. According to the findings of this commission, property and access remained the domain of the island's social, political, and economic upper class. It found that, and I quote, "the traditional planter class still exists. The members of this upper class bestraddles both the commercial and agricultural sectors of the economy and command a high degree of economic power. It is a power which controls a wide range of job opportunities in the country and which can frustrate the ambitions of the mass of the population to equate economic power and ownership of property with the political status they have now," end quote. A resulting frustration, the consequence of social and economic immobility, later manifested in the rejection of the sugar industry by some members of the laboring class who saw alternative employment in the manufacturing and service industries. In 1963, high windfall profits from the sale of sugar and the subsequent negotiations between the Sugar Producers Federation and the Barbados Workers Union resulted in a 60% share of these going to sugar employers and the remaining 40% to plantation workers. From this 40%, one-third was dispensed to workers, and what remained was designated for a rehabilitation and welfare fund for sugar laborers. However, not everyone was satisfied with the arrangement. One such person was Sir Grantley Adams, who, in 1963, formed the Barbados Progressive Union of Workers and persuaded many disgruntled sugar workers to leave the Barbados Workers Union in favor of the BPUW, using the dissatisfaction of the workers to further his political agenda. Adams, likely seeking to retain the power he lost while leading the federal government, lent fuel to the fire which swept through the industry throughout 1963 and 1964 and resulting in numerous work stoppages.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.